Welcome to Looking Back at Gawler's History Through the Pages of the Bunyip for Wednesday the 8th of July. And I'm down in the Gawler Culture Heritage Centre, underneath the Gawler Civic Centre, with Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hello, Jeanette.
And so I'll kick off with 150 years ago. An honest living. 2 or 3 days ago, a young Detroiter was complaining to an old businessman that he has nothing to do, no show of employment, and soundly berated the hard times. "If I were a young man, I wouldn't be idle a day," replied the businessman. "Go to work at anything, take anything that offers, keep busy, even if you don't make enough to replace your boot leather." Easy to say when you're a wealthy businessman to someone with no money at all.
Absolutely. Mm. Yeah. But that's the way it is, and it's getting worse.
Yes.
100 years ago, the market allotment. The Gawler Town Council is at a loss to how to satisfactorily retain the purposes of the market allotment at the north end of Murray Street, which some years ago was converted into a children's playground. They recognise its advantages to the harassed mother, who can gain a few hours' respite by taking the children to the allotment where they can amuse themselves on the various apparatus provided for their pleasure. But trouble follows by the hobbledehoy element taking possession of the enclosure and converting it into a beer garden.
Oh, dear.
Hobbledehoy, I've never heard of that term before.
That's an old one.
Is it? No, yeah. It's very old. It's older than me then, and I'm heading towards...
Oh, yes, no, it's very, very old. It's probably over, 100 years.
That'd have to be. I'm approaching 100 years. Well, in 30 years' time.
Fair enough.
I'm closer to 100 than I am to 40. Well, no, same.
Midway. I'm wondering where that is. If it's where the sports shop is now on that corner, which turned into a mother's and children's resource centre for a while, respite centre. So when I came here, CAFS was based there.
Right.
And there were, I think, public toilets and stuff, and there was a changing room and things there. And then it was sold, and now it's Sports Power.
Yeah, that was the Women's Health Centre.
Yes.
The Women's Rest Centre.
So I wonder if it's there or they're talking about, because over the road is where the market
used to be.
Yeah, and then the mill. So there was a market at the Bushmans. That was a market area earlier on.
I would have thought, if you're talking about market, you would have been talking about the market, Coles Market.
Yes.
But that might have been later than 100 years ago.
So, on with 50 years ago. New head of Rotary. Mr. Murray West was inducted as president of the Rotary Club of Gawler at a meeting on Monday night last week. Mr. West, who recently retired as manager of Anders SA Limited Gawler branch after 41 years, received the president's chain from retiring president Mr. Bob Lally. And there is no photo of the Gawler president, so it must have been Rotary changeover president time. Because last week we had the Grosser Rotary presidents changing over.
Oh, so on to you, goodness. Kate. 25 years ago, a new life for Grand Old Station. Gawler's tired, jaded railway station will soon spark like yesteryear. The peeling paint and decaying framework will get a new lease of life thanks to an ambitious restoration project by Trans Adelaide and Gawler Lions Club. Good old Lions.
Well, that's when they started to do the market to raise funding for the restoration.
It's such a shame that market's closed down.
I love the Sunday market. Back when the boys were little, Justin used to take them there every Sunday morning, and they'd buy toys from the toy boxes and come home with all sorts of junk. They're also the best board game. They found a board game there once for about $3, and we spent all afternoon playing the board game from the Sunday market, and I found a few treasures there over the years. 10 years ago, council learns from Vallalonga Gate. Deadlines for lodging key documents will be made clearer to Gawler councillors in the future, following an internal review sparked by Jim Vallalonga's recent paperwork debacle. In March, Gawler Council ruled Mr. Vallalonga's office as an elected member invalid after he failed to hand over key documents by a statutory deadline. However, the councillor's position was recently reinstated when he won an appeal against his dismissal in the district court. A review into council's internal procedures in which was presented.
I think their AI reading of it is a bit sus.
It's very sus, I think, yes. Like, oh, it's so much AI.
But that's it.
That is it. Until next week, Kay.
Until then, Jeanette. We'll be in, next week will be the middle of July.
Yes, it's
fine. Doesn't bear thinking.
It doesn't. Until then.
Until then. For old life's signs.